There's light. Maybe there's not such a kasha in Rafuna. Teili yelam hareni nazar hayem hareni nazar lamacher. Could be like Rafuna learns. If so, am I also light? What does it mean? The second is irish yoytze during the time of the first one. Hatayit means levar mehu yaimi yisera. True, you're missing one more day. Just means 29 days you are yoytze already. True, you have to keep one more day because the second Kabbalah was a day later. But the 29 days, that's you are yoytze. Inami, another terrors could be that Rav Huna agrees, could go in Shekibul Shtein Nezirus Babasachas. If you accepted at one time you said you want to be two times Nezirus, you said at the same time Babasachas, then Rav Huna agrees both Achal. When does Rav Huna argue if you say first Hareni Nazir, and then you say a second time later Hareni Nazir, then he says the second one is not Chal. But if you say Babasachas at one time that you want to be Mekabel upon yourself two Nezirus, then Rav Huna also agrees both Achal. So that could be the case. You said both to them at the same time. And then you kept 30 days, and you were shoyu, you were mavat, your first Kabbalah. So then the first Kabbalah goes away, and therefore you are yoyt to the second Kabbalah with the first 30 days. Now the Gemara says, Mosav Rav Nun has the kasha. With Ashen the Pasuk says, and Bamidbar Nozir Lahazir, a double ocean of Mikan Shanazirus Chalam Nazirus. That even though you're a Nozer, you could be Mekabel upon yourself a second Nazirus. Sheyochu goes, really in Svara, I would have thought. Voloi dinu, really in Svara, the Svara goes like this. Uma shvua chamura. Madech shvua, such a chom medika, will soon see what it means, it's so strict. Ain shvua chala shvua, you can't make a second shvua during the first shvua. Is Nazirus kala, Nazirus, that's not so strict. Lekolshchen, isn't it for sure it should be this way, that the second one should not be chal? Talmulema, this the pasuk says no, nozir lahazir, that you can make two naziris. Because from here we learn out, shah naziris, chalal naziris, that the second naziris could be chal even though you're nozir one time. Ta'echi dami, what's the case we need this pasuk? Ilayim, if you want to tell me like Rav Huna, diyama hareni nozir hayoin, hareni nozir lamochor, the second one that won. The second Kabbalah was that tomorrow you want to be nozir, hakra boy, for this to need a pasuk. Like we said before, it's a svara. Since you're eating another day to the second Kabbalah, so it's not worse than somebody just says, I want to be a Nazir for one day, that you Mekabel upon yourself Nazirus. Here also, the second Kabbalah is eating another day, so treat the second Kabbalah is Chal. El Alav, isn't it? What do you need the Pasuk for? The Yoma, when you said, Hareni Nazir Hayoim, and then you say a second time, Hareni Nazir Hayoim, Ugetoni still learned on this, that Nazirus, Chal on Nazirus. You see, clearly like Shmuel, not like Rav Huna. Sumar again says no, could be snow kashin Rav Huna. Hocha b'mayaskinen, you know where the case that you need a pasuk for? Could go in shekibul olav shtein nezirus b'vasachas. In the case where you accepted upon yourself b'vasachas at one time to be two times a nazir. So that's the machlokes, according to Rav Huna, you need a pasuk for this. And I'll tell you, according to Shmuel, you do not need a pasuk for this. This is a svara pshuta b'vasachas, both achal. But rather, we need the pasuk for, even if you say one after another, according to Shmuel, even if you say Hareni Nazir Hayayim, and then later you say again Hareni Nazir Hayayim, both Achal. But I call upon him, according to Rav Huna, wouldn't be kasher from this pasuk, he's going to say the pasuk is talking about the Vasachas. Now the Gemara Stam explains, what does the Braisa mean to say, O my Chumr de Shvua Mineder? What do you mean to say that a Shvua is more strict than a Neder? Elaine, if you want to tell me Mishum Dechala Filu Adav Hashem B'mamish, because Shavu is Achal even on something that is no, there's no object there. It's because it's Chal upon the goof, the body of a person. If so, Neder Nami Chaymish, Achen Chala La Mitzvahs Kirishus, Neder also has Chumras on it. That Neder, since you're answering the object upon yourself, it's even Chal against the Mitzvah. But a Shavu is not Chal against the Mitzvah. So why do we say that Shavuos is more strict than the Durim? The Durim has Milus also. El, the pshat is like this, Mishum, Dechsivba b'shvuah lo yinake. The pasuk says by Yishvuah, somebody that's over the Yisra Shvuah, it's such a strong Aveira, there the pasuk says, lo yinake, Hashem will not forgive you. But since the pasuk says, lo yinake, that's the Chumra b'shvuah over in the Durim. So that's pshat this braisa that I would have thought, if Shvuah, that's so strict, is ain't Shvuah chala Shvuah, who are then by Nazirus also the Shvi Klal of a Nazirus chala Nazirus, that's this posik no. So Lahazat teach us no, even so, still, Nazirus is chal two times. And according to Rav Huna, it means v'vas achas, and according to Shmuel, it even means v'zeh achazeh. Alright, we'll stop here. holding daf yudches tamar aleph. By the two dafs, Morris says in the Mishnah shvuah shel yoichel. A person swears the same thing twice. He swears that he won't eat this bread, and then later he makes another shvuah. He swears again that he won't eat this bread. So the Mishnah says ein chayev elacha. Even if he goes and eats this piece of bread, he's only chayev one, only one shvuah is chal. That's the klal of ein shvuah chal al shvuah. Like once you swore once, so you're like mushva v'yomid, you have a chayev now not to eat this bread. It's not called the devar reshus anymore. It's not up to you, yes or no. Therefore, you can't make a second shvuah. So Nishta Gemara says, Amar Rava, what's going to be your nishal al harishayna? Let's say you made the first shvuah, and you went to a chacham to be matter that shvuah. You were shoyol, you had a Torah's chacham on the first shvuah. So the locha now is Shania Chalolov, that the second shvuah is chal. In other words, even though we hold ein shvuah chal al shvuah, the second one is not chal. The pshat is it's like a hanging in the air. But since you have a shvuah already, the second shvuah can't be chal. But if you take away the first shvuah, you mata shvuah, you go to a chacham to be mata the first shvuah, it like goes away. So automatically the second shvuah is chal. And you still also eat the bread because of your second shvuah. That's what Rabbi says. So Mar says, Mimai, where's Rabbi's proof? Mi deloy ketoni, since our Mishnah doesn't say loshen of einoy elo achas. The Mishnah doesn't say a strong loshen where a person says shvuah shlo yochel. And then again he said shvuah shlo yochel. The Mishnah does not say that einoy elo achas, that it's only one shvuah. Well, ketoni, the Mishnah only says einoy chayev elo achas. You only chayev one. That means if you eat the bread, true, you're only over one issa. But I'll tell you, Rav Chud Leslo, there's no place for the second shvuah to be chal. Therefore, if you eat the bread, you're not over the second shvuah. But ki mista shalach averto, if you go to a chacham to be mate the first shvuah, to take it away, as if you don't have the first shvuah anymore, I'll tell you chaylo, then the second shvuah has a place to be chal. Because you took away the first shvuah, so now it's still usher for you to eat this bread because of the second shvuah. Whereas ein shvuah chalal shvuah means there's no place for it to be chal. It's like hanging in the air. As soon as you oikar, you matir the first shvuah, automatically the second one is chal. Lishnach rin, another lashon is like this. It says chiyuv hu deleker. It says if you make a second shvuah, you swear a second time not to eat the same bread and eat the bread. There's no chiyuv for the second shvuah. Chiyuv u'deleka, you're not chayiv, the second korban, if you eat the bread. B'har shvuah ika, but our koponim, it is called, the second shvuah is here. Now what do you mean it's here, if you're not chayiv for it? What do you mean it's here? But for this halacha, it's l'may hukasa, liki the rova, like rova says, the yomar rova says, nishal al harishayna, in the case that you are matir, you go to a chacham to take away the first shvuah you made, the halacha is, also lo shniyah tachteah, the second one takes over its place. The second one is chal. That's Rava's halacha. But this the Gemara says, "Lema Masayilei." Let's bring a raya that we had before. It says, "Mi shano darshtei nizirus." If somebody was makabel upon himself to be a nazir two times, he said, "Hareini nazir," and then he said again, "Hareini nazir." So it says, "Uman and well, what's machoikis before?" But I call upon him according to Shmuel that both of them are chal, even though you said the second one the same time as the first one. By a Durim we say Yesh Neder B'Teich Neder, and the second Nazirus is chal, that you have to keep another 30 days for Nazirus. So it says, what's going to be in the case of Uman Eser Rishayna? You counted already 30 days for your Nazirus. You counted 30 days for Hifrish Korban. At the end of 30 days, you even set aside a Korban for your Nazirus. And now you're supposed to start counting another 30 days for your second Nazirus. But what happened was, V'nishal Olay, you were Shoyol, you were Mater, the first Nazir. A Nazirus is Chal because of a Neder. You like make a Neder, you Menader, to become a Nazir. So the Lachar is, you could go to a Chokham to be Mater the Neder. If you take off the Avcharotah, you feel bad while you made the Kabbalah to become a Nazir, you could be Mavatlit. So somebody was Nishal, went to a Chochem, to be Mater, the first Kabbalah's Nazirus. So it's like you're not, you do not have to be a Nazir because of that first Kabbalah. So So he had before, it says, also lashni of Rishayna, that now you are mekabel upon yourself two times to be a Nazir. So now the first Kabbalah you are mevatel, you are matarit, but the second Kabbalah you still have to keep. So now these last 30 days that you kept, we say they help for the second Kabbalah. Like you're not going to have to keep now another 30 days. These first 30 days are going to help for the second Kabbalah. Yeah. So Achur, this is a raya to Rava, that you see Naziris, Chala Naziris, the second one is here. So the Ran says that Manda Messiah, the one that wanted to bring a proof from here to Rava, Me'akorchen Kirafunas Rilei, that Akorchen healed like Rafuna. The Yoma that Rafuna had, we held before, holds the Biyamareni Nazar, Yamareni Nazar, Ayoim, Ein Naziris, Chala Naziris. He holds like Rafuna, that if you say the exact same Kabbalah two times, Hareni Nazir Hayyim, and then you say later again, Hareni Nazir Hayyim, the second Kabbalah is not Chal. So this man, the Yom, that wanted to bring a proof, holds like Rav Huna. Therefore, the second Naziris really is not Chal. Why? Because, like, the same period of time, Ein Naziris Chal on Naziris. And still it says Allah here, that if you mevato the first Naziris, the second one is Chal. So that's a good riot to Rava. Because the Rav speaks out, if you're going to hold like Shmuel says, that we're talking about, that first you said, if you hold like Shmuel, that when you say, Hareni Nazir Hayom, Hareni Nazir Hayom, both Naziris Vachal, so what's the proof to our case? We want to bring a proof by Yeshua. By Yeshua, everybody agrees, Ein Shavua Chal al Shavua, the second Shavua is not Chal. But Rabbi wants to say, even though it's not Chal, it's just like hanging around. And if you take away the first one, then the second one is Chal. But you can't bring me a proof by Naziris, because according to Shmuel, both Naziris are Chal. So the man, the Yama, that brought a raya has told like Rav Huna, that when does the Mishnah before say, Yesh Naziris, Patech Naziris, if you say, Hareni Nazir Hayim, and then the second Kabbalah was, Hareni Nazir Lamachor, you ate another day, but if you don't eat another day, you just said the same thing over again, Hareni Nazir Hayim, the second Kabbalah is not Chal. So since the second one is not Chal, then it's a good proof. So you see, it's not Chal. The reason is because there's no place for it to be, since you already have one here. But what is it? It's hanging in the air. And therefore, if you matter the neder for the first Naziris, the second one is Chal, and the first 30 days helps for the second Kabbalah. So that's a good riot to Rava. And this the Gemara says, no, maybe there's no riot from Rava. I say the case over here is Kegoin, Shekibol Olav, Shtei, Naziris of Asachas. It's all according to everybody. We said before, everybody agrees that if somebody says at one shot, I won't accept upon myself two Naziris. If you say to Bavasakas at one time that you want to be a Nazir two times, then there's a chiv upon you to be a Nazir two times. You have to keep 30 days, bring Kabbonis, and then another 30 days and bring Kabbonis. So therefore, that's this case that it says, if you're matir, your first nether, so therefore the first nether falls away. But the 30 days you count, that helps for the second nether. But here everybody agrees the second nether is chal. Because since you said of Avasachas, both of them are Chal. But it could be in Rav's case, by his Shavua, that by his Shavua we say, Ein Shavua Chal al Shavua. The second Shavua has no place to be Chal. Maybe since it's not Chal when you said it, it's not hanging in the air. It like goes away. So maybe not like Rav it could be. If you're not there, the first Shavua, it could be the second Shavua is not here anymore. So I guess from this last halacha, we have no proof to Rav. But the mind of the locker is like Rava, that even though we hold Ein Shavua Chal al Shavua, the second Shavua is not Chal, the pshat that it's not Chal just means that it has no place to stand, but it's hanging in the air, and as soon as you take away the first Shavua, automatically the second one is Chal. So the Mishnah, the Klal is, the